One. Welcome back, everyone, to the
Slut Jam!
I hate how more progressively moany you've gotten while doing that.
Welcome to Thy Slightest Job Podcast.
He's been doing his whole episode, guys. I want you to know. It's been a week. It's basically been a week now where he's not stopped talking like he's from the 1800s. Not even. Yeah, welcome back to the Slideshow Podcast. This will be a weird one because I didn't watch any of Martinsville, and so I don't have any notes for it. So,
and I don't have notes, but I watched the race, so.
Yeah, so we'll leave that to you, but we're here to break down three races. This is recorded on a Friday night. It'll be posted on a Saturday afternoon while I'm traveling to Texas, and I don't have anything else to do.
So, this is Connor and I's representation of we don't really have a lot of social lives because Friday night NASCAR podcast.
How dare you? I'm having lots of things happen over the next couple weeks.
Well, Connor and I don't have anything to do tonight, so we're making a NASCAR podcast. Is that better?
Yeah, I'm bored.
Wait, why is there no one on base now? What the heck?
Because they didn't hit a grand slam. They're still
yes, on. But we had the runners on base.
Oh, there's no one on base?
Okay, no, it's just a visual glitch.
Okay, well, we will be getting constant updates. Anthony loves to give constant updates of games that are happening. He did that with the Bears versus Vikings Thursday night football game.
The Bears!
So, this one will be more flippant, more not planned.
Let's just get into it, though. I did not watch any of Martin.
This will be fun. This will be a fun one.
It will be a fun one. I didn't watch any of Martinsville besides, like, the final 10 laps. Did you like the race?
The race was solid. I can't remember. It was the whole, yeah. Okay.
Blaney.
Yeah. So it's a race. I'm trying to think about early narrative for this race. You didn't watch any of it?
I watched, that's a little hyperbolic. I watched a little bit of it. But barely any.
I'm trying to remember.
I mean, they call me the king of hyperbole for a reason.
Well, I don't really remember this race very well, unfortunately. Martin
Truex Jr. won it because Blaney's pit crew messed up.
Truex Jr. won it because Blaney's pit crew messed up again.
Denny Hamlin led most of the race.
There was an entire we had the big one at Martinsville, so Talladega, which we'll get to. Daniel Suarez threw water at Byron.
Yeah.
James Davison spun out his own teammate. James Davison spun out his little teammate.
Dude, James Davison's slowly becoming my favorite NASCAR driver.
Ryan Preece was on fire.
Not in a good way.
No. That's about it, really. I don't actually know. I mean, it was a good race. Dennis did not win it. Truex did, because Dennis choked again.
Yeah, Dennis did choke. I thought it was a decent race. There was nothing bad. There was nothing great from what I saw.
I mean, I thought the wreck was pretty cool.
Yeah, it didn't, to me, live up to the hype of the last couple of Martinsville races that have been really, really elite. But you know what? I didn't
and watch he struck time. Out. Gosh, man. Sorry.
There's the first up. Giants versus what?
Giants, Padres, everybody. Giants Padres. Have bases loaded, two outs.
Padres. Do you say Padre or Padre?
Padres. Padres.
Yeah. Fernando, never forget.
Oh, Blue, that's a terrible call. That is not a strike.
Never forget. Never allow Bartolo Colon to hit a home run, which traded for the rights to Tatis.
Tatis?
Okay.
It's Tatis, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so Martin Truex Jr. won. About all I got to say about it.
He did. 1-2 count. Come on, Mike Tauchman. You suck, Mike Tauchman.
Let's get into another thing that sucked.
The Giants did not score. And the Richmond did not score.
The race at Richmond.
All right. That inning's over, so I won't be saying anything about that anymore.
The race, though, was it the worst ever thing?
It wasn't great. I liked the winner. The winner wasn't bad. I was happy with the winner, Alex Bowman. I always like seeing Alex Bowman win. It's one of my favorite things.
Bowman did win. Bad start for Denny Hamlin, but it was immediately, he just literally got right back in the same place.
And he then choked the race again.
Yeah, we'll get to that. lots of decent battling early. Blaine and Elliott had a pretty good one. Martin Dears Jr. leads and just creates big space.
Blaney got his best ever finish at Richmond.
With what, 7th?
11th.
11th, great. Chase Elliott was in like battles like the beginning of the race pretty good. Austin Dillon, casually just one of the best drivers of Richmond out of anyone in the field.
Yeah, I don't really know why. It's really random. But
kind of weird. He's casually elite at Richmond, but it's weird.
Casually elite?
Yeah. Eric Jones, or not Eric Jones, Christopher Bell was rocking a nice-looking Sirius XM car.
He was.
Really good that.
And I did say he was going to do well in the race, and it did, in fact, happen. I called that.
We got some weird things to say about our battles, predictions-wise. In them.
I still don't know how that happened, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. That was kind of weird. Denny Hamlin jumps Mark Truex for the lead in pit lane. Larson falls to 18th, purposely adds a Packer to the car. Leader gets away really easily here. I don't know if it's the package or the track or a combination of both. You know, Richmond's not provided the greatest racing.
I think it's because the NASCAR drivers aren't very good at what they do.
That's very possible. But usually short tracks are known for close racing, and then this is not that.
No, it's not. I don't know. I'm not a big Richmond guy. Because
Richmond used to be really good. I mean, saying back to Carl Edwards, that's a teammate. Bumping.
He turned him! He turned him!
How did that happen? Yeah, it's just think back to those Richmond days. That was really good. The Larson win in Richmond, that was a good race.
Well, that was a good race because, you know.
Well, and it had a really good overtime race.
I bet it had overtime. I bet it did.
Denny Hamlin won stage one.
I'm being sarcastic.
Of course Denny Hamlin won stage one. He does that a lot.
And then proceeds to not win.
Mm-hmm. Alex Bowman, very quick. Blaney randomly dropped mid-race. It was just weird.
Pitch strategy.
Okay.
He did the same thing as Keselowski did. He did the weird pit strategy that Keselowski did, and it didn't work.
The weird? More like the worst.
Just, you know what? He finished 11.
Here's a note I have written down. Eric Almirola, question mark. Just kind of, just really good in this race, weirdly.
Eric Almirola, question mark. I say that a lot. That's like one of my best sayings. I say that to myself all the time.
You have a shirt that says that.
you need to make sure to say that.
Chip Ganassi Racing, both cars running like top 15.
Chastain was weirdly good in this race.
Yeah, Cindric was running top 20. At one point.
And then spun Ryan Newman.
Yeah, that's what we are. I just wrote that down. I had wrote right after Cindric turned Newman. Really bad. Blatant. Could have been an error. Could have been purposeful, but he did turn him. I love the fact that Daniel Suarez has already become like a top 10 threat. Like he's in top 10 like every week, no matter what.
I agree. He is not a bad race car driver.
No, probably sneaking a win somewhere. Where do you think he gets his first win?
I don't think he wins. Well, in this year or overall?
Overall.
Bristol Dirt next year.
That's possible.
It is possible. Even though he has absolutely no clue what he's doing, apparently.
I have that on a t-shirt as well. I have no clue what I'm doing.
We need to make random NASCAR shirts. That's just short track racing.
Keselowski, you want to explain the Keselowski stuff?
The pit strategy?
Yeah.
Basically, Jeremy Bullens thought it was a good idea to keep Keselowski out until the end of the stage when there was like 40 laps left. And they wanted to get track position, but he ended up being so slow with these old tires and everyone else on new tires that he actually got lapped.
Yeah.
Keselowski had a 10-second lead on Hamlin, and within 20 laps, he was lapped by Hamlin.
That's so funny. I don't know why I said that, but like it was sarcastic. It is funny.
It is funny.
Hamlin went
to he didn't do the calculations right, so.
You know, they didn't do the calculations correctly. Here's a thing. Denny Hamlin wins stage two. I wrote down, it was stage two. That was the best thing I could say about it.
It was pretty boring.
Lots of cars got lapped, though. So Bowman was sent to the rear for speeding and only failed like 11th.
He did, that's true.
Logano makes the first pass of the lead all day under green. Pretty good. Kyle Busch makes a crappy car. I mean, here's a question. Riddle me this. Take Kyle Busch out of the 18. What does it run weekly?
20.
Yeah, because he runs like top 10. Doesn't get finishes, but he runs. Yeah, but
has Kyle Busch ever had a car where he's happy with? Like, that he's happy with? Like, honestly? I feel like there's always something wrong with the Kyle Busch
car. But this car is bad, though.
No, I understand. But I always feel like there's something wrong with Kyle Busch's car. Yeah. Actually, I remember one where there was one where he acted when he said, I just need to get her in and tear off and I'm good to go. So maybe there's been one.
Maybe. Or maybe he's just like the best and every car he races is bad and just he wins sometimes. Kind of wild.
Maybe.
Really good pass from Almirola on the Bell. He just kept his foot in it around the corner and just passed him on the outside. I really liked that. Almirola did really, really well, which is kind of wild.
Eric Almirola, question mark?
Yeah. So, I was not watching the end of this race. I watched it back afterwards. But apparently, Denny was really close to Logano and would not bump him out of the way. Now, I will say this.
He did not touch him. Denny did not touch him. For 20 laps, he didn't touch him.
I don't like Joey Logano. I will say, though, there's a reason that Joey Logano is a champion.
And Denny Hamlin is not.
Denny Hamlin is not.
And here's the deal.
Yeah.
I really don't have a problem with the little bump. Spin him out. Don't spin him out. But I have absolutely no problem moving him out of the way.
I agree. And I think here's actually a thing that I think.
Did Stenhouse just move the 18? Have you seen that?
No.
It's a radioactive, and Ricky Stenhouse that gets lapped on the final lap at Martinsville. And then in turn 3 and 4, he sends it and bumps Kyle Busch out of the way to get his lap back. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. I saw it live. Oh,
it's
yeah.
hilarious.
That's so good. And didn't like Kyle Busch win that race anyway?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think, do you agree with this sentiment? I think the nuclear, terrible reaction to Denny Hamlin bumping Elliott for the win at Martinsville, I think that has made Denny Hamlin way passive. Like, he just does not want to have that kind of reaction, so he just doesn't wreck people.
Probably, but however, again, if he didn't spin him out and put him in the wall, it would have been a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, he could have, if he moved Chase Elliott out of the way, besides 9-year-old Chase Elliott fans who don't really know a lot, I don't think anyone would say anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's another thing.
My apologies to any 9-year-old Chase Elliott fans watching. You guys are cool.
I love you guys. You'll make great reactions in the crowd.
You do. You really do. You guys are 10 out of 10 people.
Here's another thing.
Thanks for watching or listening. Or what? I don't know.
By the way, 7 listens, 7 watches away from hitting 400 total in the history of this podcast.
We appreciate the support, everybody. We really do. It means the world.
Yes. Means the world. Means the world.
Eric, you said we're coming for you.
Here's another thing. Joey Logano didn't turn him, but he moved Martin Truex Jr. out of the way to lock himself in the championship four, and then
he'll win the battle. He's not going to win the war, or whatever it is. Joey, in fact, did win the war.
Yeah, Joey won the war. Denny Hamlin would not do that.
Denny Hamlin will win the PJ battle.
Sure. Harvick, I did not see this Harvick wreck. What happened?
He blew a tire, and it was actually like an actual kind of big wreck for Richmond.
Huh. I didn't see it.
Blew a tire, hit the wall.
Alex Bowman starts third on the restart and then just immediately wins the race.
Alex Bowman just kind of drove away because he's actually good at his job, unlike someone we know here. So
yeah, Denny Hamlin.
I was actually referencing Joey Gase, but that works too.
Oh.
Cody Ware is the man I was referencing. And I don't really know what I was getting at with that point because it wasn't actually funny. I didn't really have anyone in mind, so I just kind of said it, and yeah.
You did. Here's something about Martinsville. You told me that Cody Ware wrecked Blaine. I totally believed you.
Oh, I wouldn't have been surprised, except I would have actually absolutely been pissed. I would have went after him on Twitter.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you. Almirola was really fast in the restart. So he could have won had he been in Bowman's position.
He got 6th.
Yeah, he was, but he was really fast in the restart. Bowman wins first time the 48's won since 2017. You know where?
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
He won the duel.
He won the duel, Connor. Was that the Bush Clash?
It was one of the two, but it didn't count.
But he still technically won a race.
First points paying win for the 48 since 2017.
Where at,
Anthony? Do you know where it was?
Dover.
Fittingly, it is Dover.
I knew that.
Okay, Anthony. That was a bad race.
No, it was terrible. Let's get to a race that left a really sour taste in my mouth because of one short individual.
What?
I said, let's get to a race that leaves a sour taste in my mouth because of one short individual.
And I'll be defending that short individual. Let's get to Talladega, an actually good race.
Phenomenal. 10 out of 10. Fantastic.
Really did like this race a lot.
Shocker, right? We like the Talladega race.
First note I have written down here is it's Talladega. The racing is great. It is every time.
And I feel like people were a little bit worried going into it that it would be like the 500. They would run single file. They ran single file for a little bit in like the beginning of stage three. But at that point, I don't think anyone was really complaining.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense too. Save your stuff, and don't wreck out in the final stage.
Everyone was kind of fine with some strange racing, but we'll get to that.
Kyle Larson blows up on lap one.
So, Connor, that must have made you upset.
It didn't. But,
and then he told me it didn't, which made no sense to me, but you can elaborate on that yourself.
I do not. Okay, I like watching when Larson's winning, and I like watching when Larson is not in, like, the top. I get best of both worlds. If Larson's winning, I get to watch Larson win. If Larson's not winning, I get to enjoy racing for racing and not have a preferential bias. And I like not having a preferential bias. It makes me enjoy sports more.
So if Larson was second, you wouldn't want it?
I don't like to be close. No, I would rather Larson run 10th than run second.
Well, that's not a very good championship-winning formula, I don't believe.
Well, I'm not – he's not that way. Larson's not that way. I am. Bubba started last place and ended up in first place by, like, lap 5.
By lap 13, but he was 6th by lap 7.
Kind of crazy.
Just a little bit.
Very
impressive. Bubba put on quite the show, including the in-car camera of...
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. my underwear is worse than my car. JGR pulls a Team Penske, and they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at one point.
JGR pulls a JGR and cheats. They all got sent to the back besides Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch doesn't have it.
Them cheating Toyotas.
Damn cheating Toyotas.
Bottom lane comes out of absolutely nowhere with 5 to go to win to stage 1. Here comes Logano wreck. You want to break it down?
We had two first-time stage winners. Matt Benedetto and Bubba, but that was cool.
Matt Benedetto's not won a stage before?
No, he's not. They mentioned that on the broadcast.
I find that crazy. Because he dominated Bristol.
He's from Oak Grove. That's close to me.
Yeah, I don't. I'll believe you, but I don't though.
He's from close to me. Okay, I don't know what's going on with Buster Posey, but he's just like is good again.
One, you know, I like Buster Posey's name. It sounds really old fashioned, and it sounds like it's retro, and I like it.
His name is actually Gerald Dempsey Posey II, but.
Well, Buster Posey's a better name though.
Well, it is, but that's not his actual name. Oh, great. Well, we got first and second, no outs again, Connor. We're doing this all over again with the whole gang runners on base thing.
That's good. Joseph Logano died.
He did. And for whatever reason, watching that happen live, because, I've started watching NASCAR recently. I watched it as a kid. But, like, recently I watched it recently. I haven't seen a flip, like, live. Whatever, I don't know if it was because Blaney was right there or for whatever other reason, but that scared me so much. Like, my heart dropped to the floor when I watched that happen.
Yeah.
It was scary. Stennis the Menace gives Dennis a push. Oh, that was really good.
Whoa, bars!
Whoa. Stennis the Menace gives Dennis a push. Oh, I can't even talk now.
This sounds like Dr. Seuss.
I know, right? Maybe I am Dr. Seuss. Stennis the Menace gives... Dennis, oh, I can't even. Okay.
Dennis the Menace gives Dennis a push into Logano.
Too much speed going in. Danny turns Logano, which somehow saves him. Logano.
What a save that was.
Logano slides down the track and gets airborne. Does a flip. I don't know. I'm actually surprised he didn't flip longer. Not that I really wanted him.
He did one really long flip.
That is true. Kind of looked like iRacing at Talladega, except not as bad. But he was fine. He critiqued. There's been a whole story now about plate racing because Logano said something, and the fact that Logano was talking about bad blocks and how aggressive everyone is I find it to be a little ironic, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like he compared that
to Ryan Newman.
It's not even close.
That's not great.
Denny didn't hit the wall. One. Denny didn't get hit in the driver's side. Two. Three, he didn't flip like 20 extra times.
Well, Denny didn't do anything, actually. It was
or Joey. And then, also, Joey didn't end up on his lid and had to get cut out. I think that was a really in poor taste comment there by Logano.
It wasn't great. It was not great.
Fun wreck, though. No one got hurt, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great.
DiBenedetto won stage one, but no one cares.
We scored a run, but we happened to grind into a double play, so that's not really ideal. Tatis almost made an error.
He made 9 of those in the Dodgers series, I heard.
Wow.
Chase Elliott leads out of pit lane. Even after a big wreck, they're still going 3 wide. Love it. Blaney has a death wish. He nearly got spun like 76 times.
Yeah, my heart was kind of not enjoying that.
Green flag pack racing stops are kind of terrifying because everyone spins. I don't think
Dennis got spun.
Yeah, I don't think we're there, but
he did.
But Quintez Half got into Stennis Half.
Kind of just dumped him. I don't know. That didn't look very unintentional.
Apparently, Alfredo got into Half, who got into Stenhouse.
That is shocking to me. You know, I like Alfredo, but man, has he been bad this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, has it been
really? It's almost like
he misses pitch stall again at Talladega too. We can talk about that. He misses pitch stall again. Oh, it's great!
It's almost like when you put someone with no experience at all in a bad cup car, they're not going to be good.
Connor, I guess he's batting at the most important, basic, almost like maybe the most important at bat of the year for the Giants.
Evan Longoria.
Mauricio Dubon, and he grounded out. Fantastic. Good job, Mauricio. You're the worst. Again, bases loaded, no outs. We scored one run.
That's not great. Back-to-back speeding penalties for Dennis the Menace. He's still nearly recovered. Chastain cost Priest the lead.
Nearly.
Nearly did? I thought he did.
Well, then he got it caught up in a wreck, and it kind of just...
Hamlin's 2 miles per hour faster than the leader at a point. How is that even possible to play track?
I don't know.
Harrison Burton, props to him. He was great in his debut.
He did not finish where he deserved to finish.
No. McDowell, Blaney, and Hamlin simultaneously save a wreck at the exact same time. Chase nearly dies. Hamlin finally wrecks at a plate track. It took him long enough.
Hamlin into Truex, and then the whole Hendrick gang gets a little bit messed up.
Mm-hmm.
They all go sliding through the grass.
Elliott somehow saved it again.
He did, but he did not run well at the end. And that enabled Darrell Wallace Jr.
Mm-hmm.
to win his first stage of his NASCAR career.
Yep. Good stuff for Bubba.
Bubba.
Blaney had some debris on his thing.
He had, so at the start of stage three, Blaney picked up some bear bond on his. I said it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I said it on the broadcast. It's really sticky and it repairs things on NASCAR cars, which theoretically makes sense because we're doing NASCAR.
Yeah, but, that makes sense.
One side is incredibly sticky, so Blaney could not go up to the back of a car like normal debris if it was on its sticky side. However, it was stuck on its non-sticky side, like the outside of tape. It's kind of like that. So he, after leading a certain amount of laps to start the stage, Eric Almirola, question mark, gets in front of him and gets right back behind him. And there he goes, bye-bye. And that was that.
Really lucky that it wasn't on the sticky side.
True.
Really good stuff. Train racing begins and ends with 43 laps to go. Doesn't begin with 43 laps to go. Began, then it ended with 43 laps to go. Alfredo hits Quintez, who hits Stenhouse.
And the thing about the thing about the train racing is, like, honestly, I didn't mind a little change of pace. I didn't mind playing it cool for a little bit. Obviously, I don't want the whole race like that. Like, the race is phenomenal the way it was. But I'm not going to complain if it was there for they were doing that for how many ever laps it was.
It's just smart. It's good optics to do that. Fuel could come into play, the announcers say.
I actually don't know how it didn't. I'm very surprised it didn't, because in reality, it didn't.
Because they cautions and they were able to.
Yeah. I thought Blaney was going to run, I guess, towards the end. I thought he had a pit, and then he just, like, didn't. I was like, oh.
Quintez dies in the wall. Interesting pit strategy, I thought.
Oh, he did die. He did die. I remember that. He did die.
Some guys took four tires at a plate track. I don't know why.
Don't ask
me. Why does that matter? That's like taking fuel when you already have a full tank.
I mean, I feel like that's excessive, but it's somewhat close to that.
Hungry top 10. Like, there's really, like, DiBenedetto and Bubba and Brad, who had one race, and tons of really guys who were really
and hungry. And Ryan Blaney and, you know, the whole bag. The whole
Reddick. Bag. Penske gets together late, as you predicted.
But just, like, without Joseph Logano, because he died.
Yeah.
Apparently he thought he died, because he said, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm so tall that my neck was hitting the thing. Mark Truex Jr. blows a tire, and then we get overtime.
Mark Truex Jr. costed someone cool to win. If Martin Truex Jr. could pit a race car, that would have been a much – that was pretty entertaining finish. But that would have been – I don't think Brad would have won, and I would have liked that more.
Possibly. But we can all agree.
Benedetto or Blaney, and I would have liked that more.
At the end of the day, you can get mad at we'll talk about the finish here, right here. By the way, Harrison Burton does not get the finish he deserves. I have that written down here. I want to separate this final thing into five participants, okay? Brad Keselowski, Mads Benedetto, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, and Chris Buescher. That's who I want to talk about, the big five when it comes to the end of this race. Let's begin with the winner, Brad Keselowski. He had a great race. He only led one lap, but he was up front all day long. He was involved in Logano wreck, but he didn't get that much damage. So
Blaney said, "Did we just lose both our drafting partners?" That's what he said in Radioactive, because teams usually like to draft in teams, right? So I don't really know why I'm saying this like this, but anyway, you guys go. And I'm trying to. I don't know why I tried to explain it to a 5-year-old like that, but anyway.
You act like no one knows what drafting is.
Drafting is when you get behind a car and push it.
Yeah. So yeah, Brad Keselowski. We'll talk about these independently. So don't talk.
Brad Keselowski won this race.
I'm excited for Brad. This is sixth win. He passes. No, he ties Junior and Jeff Gordon, or passes them. I'm not sure.
Tied.
Ties them. And he's legendary at this track. I mean, like him or hate him, he is legendary at this track. He's a top five driver ever at Talladega, and that's something to be proud about. And he deserved this win because he was up front all day and he played it smart.
He did. Well, deserving, maybe.
Let's get to the second player in this. Let's talk about Ryan Blaney this time. And we'll get to Reddick in a minute, but let's talk about Blaney for now. Overall, how do you think Blaney performed?
Pretty great today. He ran out towards the front all day. Every once in a while, I kind of drop out just to kind of take a chill pill, which I, you know, as my heart rate appreciated that. I know that.
Your heart rate also appreciated when Trey Lance was drafted by the San Francisco 49ers.
It did. My heart rate would have actually appreciated it more if it was Justin Fields, but anyway. He did well. He did Ryan Blaney things at Talladega, which is run up front. No, be very good at the whole drafting thing. Easily top three plate racer right now, we could say.
I think that's pretty easy.
So, what did Ryan Blaney do? He got... Seventh, not ninth.
Well, it's not terrible, but he did race better than that. Let's get to the third one. We'll talk about Reddick and Buescher together because they're kind of attached. Let's get to the Benedetto now, who choked this race away like he's Denny Hamlin.
Nah, I get it because Denny Hamlin choked.
Explain what happened with the Benedetto.
So, coming to the white, there is a run from the top and the bottom. The Benedetto goes to block the top of Ryan Blaney, which made me sad for obvious reasons. That kind of. If he didn't do that, man. Goes to block the top. Even the Jeff Gordon and Clint Bowyer were like, no, Matty D, no. They weren't thrilled with the decision overall. And he choked. And he kind of choked. No, but here's the deal. Okay, so and then you can Tyler Reddick, because I'm just gonna Tyler Reddick, man.
You're just gonna write into it.
I don't know how to do Tyler Reddick. So Ryan Blaney's behind the Benedetto on the backstretch of the white flag. And Connor believes that Blaney was falling faster than I think he was. I don't think Blaney was falling as fast as you think he was, but that's up to interpretation, I guess. Reddick pulls up behind Blaney, but decides not to push into a three wide, which kind of ruined everyone's run and kind of gave the race to Keselowski, Harvick, or McDowell. And somehow Byron in the end, but
yeah, I don't know how that happened.
But yeah, Tyler Reddick decides not to push Blaney and kind of turned into the whole thing.
Yeah, so my interpretation of this is I have the Dale Jr. mindset when it comes to plate racing. I have the Kyle Busch mindset. I have the Tony Stewart mindset. When you get a big run, take the run where it leads you. It led Reddick to the outside. Maybe he could have had a better chance of winning if he had gone to the with Blaney. But still, if he had gone with Blaney, he still would have had to pass Blaney. If the outside move works, he has to pass no one.
Actually, he has to pass the cars below.
Yeah, but it's easier than passing two guys. Sure.
No, I see why he did it, but it's just like I think in hindsight, pushing Blaney might have been the better move.
And I say Buescher because Buescher had a chance to push Reddick, but he went to the outside of him a little bit, and so that didn't really work that well. And Reddick's momentum had basically gone at that point. But overall, the finish was entertaining, though it kind of, out of turn four, there was no run building, so you kind of knew that Keselowski was going to win.
McDowell almost got there, though, and then somehow got set third, not second.
Yeah, Byron's kind of sneakily the best driver this season.
I feel like that's a stretch, but we're close.
Like top three?
Also probably a stretch, but...
Well, he's third in points.
Yeah. Can you please eat your words on William Byron for me, please?
Can I eat my words on William Byron? I was high on William Byron heading this season. You know that. I said he would have a breakout year.
Yeah, but you didn't think he was that good.
He wasn't. He was not good for the first 3 years of his career. He just wasn't. Going out in the round of 16...
But you didn't think he was going to be good.
I said he would be this year.
Oh.
Going out in the round of 16 with Chakanauce as your crew chief is not good.
Rudy Fugle is better than Chakanauce. You've learned.
Mm-hmm. At least late era Chakanauce. But this year, I knew he turned it around. I had a feeling with Fugle and that kind of connection. I thought he would turn it around, and he has. He's been really good this season. Kyle Larson, sadly, not that good recently, but some of that's not his fault.
Yeah, he's had a little bit of a dry streak. I literally thought in the beginning that Kyle Larson was just going to, like, be top five every single race. There'd just be, like, no parity. It'd just be Kyle Larson every single race. So,
but to be fair, for Larson, there only has been one driver that's been like that, and Denny Hamlin's been that driver.
And he hasn't won one yet, so that's yeah. The thing.
Larson went from third in points to ninth in points in the space of 2 weeks.
That's a lot of points.
That's the Jimmy Johnson sort of 2017, 2018, 2019 simulator right there. Overall, what do you think of this race?
It was phenomenal. It was really, really, really great. I loved it. It just the winner could have been more exciting, especially with Bubba running up front all day and DiBenedetto running up front all day and a lot of people running up front all day, especially Blaney, obviously. But, you know, people that I would love to see win. Because you wouldn't mind if Ryan Blaney won the race. Like, you would – no one would really mind if Ryan Blaney won the race. Like, everyone's like – no one hates Ryan Blaney.
I think Talladega people would have been like, okay, I'm kind of sick of this guy.
Well, I wouldn't be. But
Obviously, I wouldn't be. But no, I just think they were more entertaining. Like, if McDowell went, everyone would be like, okay, this dude's good. This is cool. This is fun. Yeah. Harvick went, I would have been even more sad.
I would have liked it because, one, he's been bad. Not his fault, but his car's been bad. And two, his paint scheme was crazy good this week. You want to talk about not good paint schemes? JTG Doherty popping off.
They've had some really terrible paint schemes.
Yeah, they're throwing some throwback. Not great.
It's not even a throwback. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's not that.
Did you hear that the Wood Brothers will not be doing a throwback?
What?
The Wood Brothers are not throwing back until the Southern 500 because they think that's the tradition. They're not going to throw back for the throwback race. They're throwing back for the Southern 500.
Yeah, I don't know why they need the throwback race of the Southern 500. I feel like that was weird.
That's weird. Overall, I thought this was a really good race. Definitely the best race of the season. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next week, let's get to it. Everyone's talking about it. The Bushy Mick Bush race. The prophecy's been fulfilled. We're getting the Bushy Mick Bush race, and we're all hyped for it.
Pain.
Kansas Speedway is basically a mini super speedway, and Ryan Preece dies annually. So this will be an interesting race for sure. I think you've got to go Kyle Larson here. I mean, how good has Larson been at plate tracks? Or not plate tracks. At mile and a half. I think he's the favorite. Who's your pick to win, though, Anthony?
My pick? This is subject to change. Subject to change. Subject to change.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of this, before we do this, tell them what happened with our Talladega predictions.
So, Connor and I have the point standings in which we add up the final finishing positions of our top five. And then divide them by five to find the average finishing position. And Connor and I had very different top fives for the most part. We had like one or two of the same drivers, if that. And not the same score.
Yep, exact same.
Like both of our numbers finished out to be 96. Like the chances of that happening are so small, it's absurd.
Yep.
I don't even know, like. Oh, can we talk about Eric Jones? Eric Jones had a good race. He was up there.
Let's talk about Chastain too. Chastain had a great race.
I don't want to talk about him. No, I'm just kidding.
He didn't actually do anything stupid for once. I mean, he cost the Priest the lead, but I would too. I don't have anything against Ryan Priest.
You know what? It's. I don't like Chastain, but yes, some people they had good races. Chevy. Besides Hendrick, looked good. Oh, where was Austin Dillon at all day, man? I didn't see Austin Dillon all day long.
Oh, no, Tyler Reddick makes him look stupid when it comes to plate tracks, it seems like, mostly.
Tyler Reddick needs a booster seat.
Yeah. Okay, who was your prediction once again? Sorry for interrupting.
I actually didn't even say because I'm still thinking about it. Who's your – oh, no, you said Larson.
I didn't say Larson. I said he's the favorite.
Oh, well, who's your prediction?
Larson.
So it was – You could have just said yes, it was Larson.
Hey, man, gotta pad the runtime. Gotta pad the runtime, the episode.
That's true. We get bonuses from our bosses if we. No, our bosses.
Eric, you step the boss.
Give me. You know what? Chase Elliott gets his first one of the year.
He's won at Kansas before in the past. Yeah,
that caught his paint scheme when he won that race was cool. His paint scheme when he won that race was cool.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew scheme. That's not great, but it's fine.
Did you diss the Mountain Dew scheme?
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Because it wasn't Mountain Dew colors. It was like navy green. It's not even a color.
It was wasn't a color. Wasn't a color.
Hmm?
How was that not a color?
Navy green is not a color.
Yes, it is.
Navy green. Not navy blue. Navy green is not a color.
That's definitely a color.
Okay. I thought this was interesting. Back to the boss, Eric Estep. He's not actually our boss. He posted a video today about what he did, like a draft of like 15 drivers to start a franchise with or a team with. Did you watch it?
Oh, I should. Wait, when was that posted?
Today.
I did not see that yet, no. Oh, is that why he has the suit on? I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, it's good from what I've seen. So I want to do it as well. So right now, you and me, if you're up for it, will both take turns drafting a driver, and we're going to do a five-car team, a five-person team.
Like this. This is good.
A five-car team. So we're going to go back and forth. I want you to we rock, paper, scissors, shoot for the first overall pick, and we got to just trust each other.
Rock. Wait, okay. Wait, you did it. You did it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What'd you do?
Paper.
I did scissors.
So I win.
Sure. Yeah. You go first.
You can go first.
Okay. No. Okay. I'll go first. First pick in the draft, and this is we're doing a five-car team. Let's pick numbers, too, for fun. Let's pick numbers. So my first pick in the number 31 car, because that's my favorite number, I'm going to pick Chase Elliott. I think
umpire. The umpire is calling pitches balls that are balls strikes because, like, he wants the game to be over. It's just so sad.
I'm going Chase Elliott. I think he provides lots of sponsorship value. I think he's young. Of course, he's young, and he's a champion already. So I think he is a good first pick to have before starting a new team. You get the second pick in the draft.
I don't appreciate the fact that you just pulled an Asante Samuel Chargers Niners situation.
What, you mean I sniped you?
Yeah. It's not going to think. So this is like the best team I can make?
Yeah, best five drivers. And you got to give them numbers too, because I like numbers.
In the 15 car, Kyle Busch.
You're starting a franchise with Kyle Busch.
I am.
Why?
Because he's still relatively young. He's like 35. He's got some time left.
Did you say he was never going to win a championship again?
Yes, but you know what? Let me be.
Okay.
Kyle Busch. That's my answer.
Second pick, driving the 42 car. Back in the car, Kyle Larson. It's self-explanatory, really. I mean, he's still young. He might be the most talented driver on the tour.
I thought Kyle Larson was a person.
He doesn't bring sponsor value, but I'll get that back with Chase.
I totally would have picked Kyle Larson. I 100% would have picked Kyle Larson. I forgot he was a person.
Yeah. Well.
Talk about that.
Great. I mean, he doesn't bring in sponsor value, but you get that back from Chase, and you get two elite young drivers to start your team with. Who's your next pick?
Driving the 69.
Nice.
I'm joking. Hold on. Driving the 69 car. Joey Logano.
What a hateable team.
Just you wait.
Dude, you just did the worst thing. You put two guys who absolutely despise each other as your two drivers.
They'll learn to like each other, don't worry.
Okay. Why'd you take Logano? It's clear and obvious, but you can go ahead and explain it anyway.
He's really good. And he's still relatively young.
Mm-hmm.
And just he's just a really good driver.
I'm afraid you've pulled in the Asante Samuel to the Chargers situation on me right there.
Woohoo!
Driving the number five car. Bring him back to number five because I like it. Bubba Wallace. Now, you might think it's suicide to put Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson in the same team.
No, they're friends.
Yeah, they are friends. I'm just kidding.
Racist.
We bring the sponsor value that we don't get with Larson with Bubba. Bubba provides the sponsor value out the wazoo. And so he's also really talented and young still. So I've got Chase, Larson, and Bubba. Who's your next pick? Is it going to be like Brendan Gaughan or something?
Joey Gase, no. Giants lose. It's okay. We're still better than the Padres. Driving the 69.1 car. Because I can do that. No, I'm not doing that. Driving the 75 car, because I've always liked the number.
You can also pick here. Here's the thing. You can also pick non-cup guys.
Oh, interesting. That doesn't really change my stance. Haley, no. Haley Deegan. No, okay, okay, okay. Let me think for a second. Because I want to pick someone, but I don't think...
It's the right pick, Anthony. It is correct.
Ricky Stenhouse. No, Denny Hamlin!
Okay.
Was that who you were thinking of?
No, and I'm taking him now. But go ahead and explain why. Because he's like 45. Correct? Wait, like, wait. Denny's old.
Wait, wait, wait. I didn't submit my draft card yet.
You can't change it. You already said it.
I didn't submit my draft card yet. I didn't submit it yet.
Okay, fine. Take him.
I don't know. Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, that's who I was going to pick. Okay. So,
you know, you guys not take Ryan Blaney for me.
Explain why you pick Ryan Blaney.
He's young. He has a lot of potential. He's my favorite driver. And I'm going to put him in the 12, actually, because he deserves to be there. I apologize for my take-backsy situation. Yeah. He's got a lot of potential, and I think if he gets luck on his side, it'll be good. So, Ryan Blaney. Connor's mad at me now because I took him back.
In the 99 car, I'm taking Denny Hamlin, because you didn't take Denny Hamlin.
Connor's mad.
I get Denny Hamlin. He's the veteran of the team. He has a relationship with both Bubba and Kyle Larson. They're all friends, so you got like a click there of the three guys who are friends. And also, Chase Elliott's always been like a lone wolf, so he's fine in that scenario, that case. And so I think that's just a really good – they have a veteran of the team who can win races every week, competes for wins every week, and he brings in sponsorship money, which Larson does not do. Still, we need to get that money back that Larson does not bring in, and we got three of the most profitable – drivers in NASCAR.
You do. So it's my turn. This is my fourth driver.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Alfredo. No. This is difficult. I'm finding it difficult to pick a driver here. You know what?
I know who I'm taking next.
Shoot, this is difficult, actually. This is not an easy decision to make. I mean, why is it going to be difficult? William Byron.
That's a great pick.
Thank you. Young has shown great flashes. Oh, I need to pick his car number. One.
Oh, you robbed me. Oh.
Get robbed. William Byron, the one, because he's young. He's very young. I need some young people on the team. Actually, wait, no, I have two. He's young. He's having just an amazing year so far. He really does look good. And, that's my William Byron. Pick.
And you got that connection with Blaney already.
Because, you know, family. They're family now.
The way you said that. They're family now. That freaked me out so much. I don't know why. So that's a good pick. I do like that. In the number 24 car, you're going to like this pick. We got the veteran in Denny Hamlin. We've got the sponsorship cash cows of Chase Elliott and Bubba Wallace. And we got the talent, pure talent of Kyle Larson. I need the developmental driver who has unreal potential.
Don't say Chase Briscoe.
I'm not going to say Chase Briscoe. I'm going to say Ty Gibbs.
Wow.
With this pick. He's in the 24 car because I like the 24 car. And I just think Ty Gibbs, he doesn't have the sponsorship value, I don't believe, yet. But he is from the Gibbs family. He will bring in that sponsorship value more he wins. And he's just really talented, and he doesn't make mistakes for as young as he is. And so we got my team is Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, and Ty Gibbs. And I think that's pretty solid.
Austin Cindric.
That's a good pick.
I know.
Great. I know.
It is really, yeah, Austin Cindric, great. It's just, he just dominates the Cup Series, or the Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, week in, week out. Pure domination. You know.
I know.
He'd be great. He'd be great for the great for the team. So he'll be on the team.
So you sort of did a reverse of me. So you went veteran first. So you went Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, and Austin Cindric, which is a really good team.
It is great.
Now, here's another question. Who is your crew chief? Not for every driver, but just pick one crew chief. And you can go first.
Rodney Childers.
That's a good pick.
Thanks.
I'm going to go Rudy Fugle. I really like Rudy
Fugle. I was going to say that,
but then I what? Didn't. You were going to say that?
I was going to say that, but then I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you got the veteran Rodney Childers. I get the young guy. I mean, I don't know if he's young.
Can you pick two?
Sure.
Chris Gayheart.
Okay, so you got the two best in the Cup Series right there.
I did.
I'll go with... This is definitely difficult. I'll go... By the way, neither of us took Suarez, and we're both really high on Suarez, so that surprised me. I'll pull Chack and Ouse at retirement.
That's not an option.
Okay, it's not an option. Okay.
Well, no, that's an option. That's an option. Okay, so that's an option.
Well, I'll go Todd Wolf. I'll go Todd Wolf.
If that wasn't... Wait, you mean Todd Gordon?
Yeah.
Todd Wolf.
Paul Wolf.
Paul Wolf.
Yeah. Who's Brad Glasser's crew
chief? Lano's crew chief.
Is Brad... Who's Brad's?
Jeremy Bullens.
That's what I want. I got the both Penske guys confused for Jeremy Bullens.
Okay, Todd Gordon is Blaney's, Paul Wolf is Logano's, and Jeremy Bullens is Keselowski's.
Okay, so I don't want Keselowski because he made the stupid call.
Okay, so who do you want?
I want Logano's.
Okay. Paul Wolf.
Yeah, I want Paul Wolf.
Okay. But you would take Chuck and Oscar out of retirement because that's probably the best move anyway.
Yeah, but I'll take Paul Wolf because he's still active.
Good idea.
Okay, so those are our picks. I thought that'd be fun to do.
Yeah, it was fun. That was good. I enjoyed that game throws.
But yeah, that's about it for a couple weeks because I'm gonna be really busy up next month. So we might have a.
Parker's gonna live in Texas now.
We might have a fatal four-way, four double quadruple header for the next one because there's lots of races that we're gonna have to get to after that. Thank you all for watching. And listening, and if maybe this gets us to 400 total plays, thank you for that. Signing off right now, that's a new thing. I don't know why I said that.
Signing off. Connor, signing off. I agree or disagree? This was one of our better podcasts, considering how impromptu it was.
I cannot hear you.
This was a good podcast. This was one of our good ones.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
We never have bad ones. Consistent. We don't miss.
We're like
prime Drake. I don't know why that was fitting in my mind.
I don't even like Drake that much.
Dude, God's Plan's a banger.
Well, God's Plan's a banger, but there's some other ones that I don't like.
I literally don't know any other song besides like.
Yeah, Connor's not a Drake guy, but we're like Steph Curry. We could have said
Post Malone.
Absolutely good. I like that one better. Great.
Post Malone. Yeah. We'll get Post Malone and Drake on the show eventually. I promise you. See you later.
I like Ryan Blaney.